Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What if you and your Christian brother or sister have a quarrel or a fight, and nobody knows about it except the two of you? If you want to make it right with each other, must you go before the church and make a public confession? Our Lord Jesus Christ provides the guidelines by which private conflicts can and should be resolved. The offended party should go to the offender and tell him his fault between the two of them. If the offender will listen and make amends, the offended party has gained the brother. If the offender will not listen, then one or two disinterested parties should be called to mediate the differences. If the offender will not listen to the people who have been brought in to settle the matter, then it should be taken before the church. If he will not listen to the church, he should be treated as a heathen and an outsider. Matthew 18:15-18. When Peter acted the hypocrite at Antioch in Syria, why did not Paul take him aside and teach him the way of the Lord more perfectly? My friends, Peter's transgression had been committed in public. Not only that, his public behavior had led Barnabas and some other Jewish Christians to violate God's law. Paul did exactly what our Lord would have done under similar circumstances. On one occasion, Peter began to rebuke the Lord for saying he had to suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense unto me. For you understand not the things which be of God, but those things which be of men." Matthew 16:21-23. Please notice how carefully Paul reasoned with Peter for his hypocritical actions. If you, being a Jew, live after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Galatians 2:14. Peter was genetically a Jew. He had grown up in the Jewish religion, just as Paul had. But when he obeyed the gospel, he gave up Judaism for faith in Jesus Christ. At Antioch, he apparently forgot his commitment to Jesus Christ. He was eating with some Gentiles, which was perfectly honorable and Christian. He had every right to mix and mingle with his Gentile brothers and sisters. But there was still some of Peter's old man present in his life. His old prejudices and biases came to the surface when some Jews from Jerusalem arrived on the scene and saw him eating with Gentiles. There is no indication that the Jews from Jerusalem in any way contributed to Peter's hypocrisy. He was totally responsible for his unjustifiable behavior. As a Jew, he was living after the manner of the Gentiles. There was nothing wrong with that. Why, then, did he compel the Gentiles to live like the Jews? In other words, Peter was guilty of Judaizing, that is, holding on to some parts of the law while accepting some of the gospel truths. But was Peter's transgression really serious? Was this incident not a minor difference between the two apostles? If you want to know just how serious Peter's conduct was, please listen to what Paul writes about striving to be justified by the law of Moses. "For I testify to every man who is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen away from grace." Galatians 5:3-4. What if Paul had allowed Peter's error to go uncorrected? It could have influenced the church of our Lord for centuries. He had an obligation to correct the Apostle Peter. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.